So before I begin my homily, I actually want to offer an observation based on the events of last weekend during the festival. Because like many of you, I was here on both Saturday and Sunday. And to say that the weather was challenging, I think would be a little bit of an understatement. Because between the heat and the storm, I do not ever remember a festival where our commitment to being a warm and welcoming committee was so clearly put to the test. But as I walked around over the course of those 2 days, I saw time and time again smiling and welcoming parishioners reaching out to all of those who attended. And I think doing it in a particularly special way because of the weather. I mean, I think even our decision to close early on Saturday was motivated by a desire to protect and care for our guests. And by God's grace and all of your hard work, I think all who attended had a good time and no one was hurt. So I would say, well done, people of St. Joseph's Parish, and I think we should give ourselves a round of applause. And now for the homily. So today's readings really focus on being in an intimate and dependent relationship with God. In the first reading from Genesis, we see Abraham depicted as having such an intimate relationship with God that it's almost like he can sort of prod and persuade God to change his mind. Yet Abraham is dependent upon God to get what he wants, that is to avoid the destruction of Sodom. In today's second reading, we have St. Paul describing a very loving and intimate God who through baptism literally saves all of us from spiritual death and restores our relationship with him. But once again, like Abraham, God is the active one that we must depend upon to get that great gift. And finally, in today's gospel, Jesus teaches us to call God Father. But the particular Aramaic word that Jesus would have used was Abba, which is more closely translated as Daddy. So what Jesus was saying was that he literally expected all of us to have the same kind of intimate, dependent relationship with God the Father that a young child has with their parents. I mean, the core of Christianity is to be found in recognizing that we are in a relationship with a God who wants to be intimate with us, a God who wants us to share with him our every hope, our every fear, our every strength, our every weakness. And we are in a relationship with a God who wants us to acknowledge our childlike dependency upon him. Yet in this world, words like intimate and dependent are not words that people are sort of naturally drawn to. I mean, intimacy is viewed with great suspicion in our modern world. Being intimate means making yourself vulnerable and exposed. It means running the risk that you're going to reveal a weakness that someone's going to take advantage of, or that you're going to be emotionally hurt in some way. I mean, ours is not a society that values intimacy. I mean, when I was a boy growing up, people consciously went out and sat on their front porch on summer evenings hoping someone would come by to visit. Well, what do we do now? We go into our backyard, which is usually fenced in, and we sit on our decks. So there's no opportunity for someone to spontaneously come by and just visit. I mean, I would contend that our society is one of the least intimate, most disconnected, connected societies in the history of the world. I mean, we use things like email and texting and Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all the other technologies that are available more often than not to keep people at arm's reach. I find it ironic that what we call social media many times is being used to avoid society. And if this intimacy thing with God isn't challenging enough, how about the whole dependency thing? I mean, dependency like intimacy carries a risk. Okay, it means you're not in control. It means you have to trust someone else to have your best interest at heart. It means acknowledging that you might not be able to do it on your own. And like intimacy, dependency has really become kind of counter-cultural. It goes against the American ideal of kind of making something of yourself, of pulling yourself up by your bootstraps. I will be very honest with you. I do not like being dependent. I am not naturally a team player. I am a general surgeon. General surgeons are not team players. Okay, there may have been a group of people who supported me in what I did, but when it came to decision-making in the operating room and the emergency room, the buck stopped here. Now, the problem with that is not the nature of diaconal ministry. Diaconal ministry requires me to be very dependent upon God, dependent upon Father Brendan, dependent upon all of you. And though I might not like it, it's something I have to accept. And it's one part of me being a work in progress. So intimacy and dependency then are not qualities that our world tends to look at or look for good reason. In our world, many times these qualities lead to hurt and disappointment. Yet these are precisely the qualities that God is looking for, because unlike the world with God, these two qualities never produce hurt or disappointment. Just the opposite. Brothers and sisters, if we can really enter into an intimate relationship with God, if we can acknowledge our total dependency upon Him, that is where we will find our greatest happiness. That is where we will find our greatest joy. So the challenge for all of us, if we're going to call ourselves Christian, is to let go of all of the times that the world has punished us for being intimate or being dependent, and take at face value what we just heard Jesus say in today's gospel about God our Father. What father among you would hand his son a snake when he asks for a fish, or a scorpion when he asks for an egg? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Brothers and sisters, we were created to be in an intimate relationship with God, a relationship where we rely on him totally and completely. And in doing so, we have everything to gain and nothing to lose.